Okay, I'm going to say. Something works out well. All right. Now this Shabbos, Rez Hashem, we read Parsha Shmini, and the second part of the Sedra presents the details concerning which types of creatures are considered kosher in terms of the species, animals, birds, and fish, and reptiles and other things along those lines, which we call insects and so on. What are the physical properties that these creatures have to have in order to be considered kosher? And in the case of birds, this lists with the list of birds that we're not allowed to eat, and apply everything else we can eat. But when it comes to mammals, so we find the following in the first source, in Parsha Shmini, Vayikra Perkei Aleph Pasuk Dalet, it says, Achav Zeh Lo Sochu. The following can't eat, even though they have one of the two simonim. When it comes to mammals, it mentions in the Torah, animals have to have two simonim. They have to be Malei Geira. Malei Geira means they chew its cud. The animal chews its cud, which is a type of digestive practice that has several different stomachs, and food is transferred from one to the other, and so on. The food is kind of regurgitated and redigested. Okay, that's called chewing its cud. And Mafris Parsha means that it has split hooves. The bottom of the feet are cracked or split in a certain way. So the Torah here mentions some animals that have one but not the other. So Sukkim Hay and Rav, it mentioned, actually in the starting Dalet, it says Agomel, a camel, not a camel, because Malagera, the camel does... It does to its gut, but Okaris and the Mafris doesn't have split hooves. Same thing in Pasuk Hei, Ves HaShofan, Pasuk Vav, Ves HaNever, the rabbits, hares, different types of creatures, different opinions exactly what these are. But then in Pasuk Zion, we come to what has become the quintessential non-kosher animal, Ves HaChazir, right, the pig. Ki Mafris Parsahu, the pig is the opposite, has split hooves, and the Shal Shesa Parsah, but Behu Gera Lo Yigar, therefore Tamei Lochem. So the pig, the Chazir, and that is, you know, when we want to describe something not kosher, that's it. You know, when those pig chazir trait, right? So that's the chazir. So there's an interesting medrash. I say medrash, I'm using it very, very loosely here, because we'll see in a moment, it's not clear at all what the source is. But Rabbeinu Bachai, more careful, more correctly, says on this pasuk, in his tzukin, parashat shmini, dalet tuzayin, and parakid dalet, he quotes a medrash tanchuma, which is not in our standard Medrash Tanchuma. There are other editions of the Medrash Tanchuma, Tanchuma Yoshon, and it has as follows. It says that these four animals that are listed, these tsukim, represent the four kingdoms, the four malchios that caused trouble for the Jewish people. And the last of them, which is the Chazir, last one represents Edom, Rome. And the Medrash Tanchuma says, Loma Nimsha Malchu Zulu Chazir, She'osed HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lachzir Aleihem Mizrim. The word Chazir is related to the word Lachzir, Lachzor, to return. Because Baruch Hu is going to bring back upon them Midas Adin, upon the Romans, Midas Adin, the judgment. The Yeshus Chos, because when Shoshel Achzer Atar LeYosha, going to bring back the crown to its original place. Okay, that's a Medrash, a Drasha. And then here's what's relevant to us tonight. The Yeshus Chos, because of Oser Hakadosh Baruch Hu Achzer Lanu, that in the future Hakadosh Baruch Hu is going to give the Chazir back to us. The Hahamon Mivinim, many people understand, Shachazi Yetor Yisrael, that eventually pork, pig is going to be kosher. That's what he's quoting. He says, Aval, he doesn't really believe that's what the Medrash means. Beer Indian is not talking about the pig, but what the pig represents. It's for Edom, our Koch Shalosh, who made Tel Yisrael, now they cause trouble for the Jews, and most said, Lovo, it'll turn around and so on. But the Elisa Ben Abachi refers to some sort of tradition that somebody had somewhere, then in the future, pigs will become kosher. The Rikanti of Racham Rikanti, also one of the Rishonim, his commentary here in Parsha Shmini, in Parakei Aleph Pasuk Yud Beis, he says, Ukvar Yadato, 3, Masha Dorshu Raboseinu Zal. He quotes this as Dorshu Raboseinu. Loma Nikro Shemo Chazir. Why is this animal called a Chazir? She'osera Kodesh Baruch Hu Lach Zero Eleinu. Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to return it to us. We'll be able to eat it eventually. So he mentions this also. And he quotes it. Other Midrashim is talking about the Koach of Edom, or Revius, the fourth of the Malchus that Daniel saw in his dream. But they mentioned in Rachim Akanti also, Ben Abacher, Akanti, or Rishonim, who have somehow this tradition the Chaz will become kosher again. Where does it come from? So some of the later authorities, the Bnei Sosser in source 4, Mamari Chodesh Adar Mamar Zayin Doresh Tov, those Beis, he says, Vihine Margil and the Puma the Inshi. It's a commonly expressed tradition. People have said it. It's commonly said. She'osid chazir litar. That if I retire, eventually the chazir will become a kosher species. Hein emes lo noda mekomo aye. Ki lo nimsa b'midrash chazal shebadeno. And it also says with his bekiyas, I don't know any medrash where it says it. It's some that says folk wisdom. People will say it, but I don't know where it comes from. Torah Tamim also here in our pasuk, the Perek Aleph pasuk on this pasuk was Zion Oschof Aleph. He quotes the Aruch Chaim. We'll see in a moment. Okay, I'm going to skip the first two lines. We're going to see it inside. He says, "V'chol advarim ha'elu tmurim v'nifloim ma'od." This is an astonishing, surprising claim. Well, the Aruch Chaim basically says it's not that the pig will become kosher automatically, but its nature will change, so it will chew its cud. Okay? But we'll come back to him. The Torah to me says this whole thing is very odd. Minayin lokach lo mokul l'chiddush niflis. Where does this astonishing chiddush come from? That an animal is going to change its physical properties and so on. We never find such a thing with anything else. And why Dr. Chazif Molovim? And he says, Omnam here, I have to admit, it's hard to me, right? Shekvar Shama Aznai, Sheninza Agada, Bemedrish. There's some Agada, I've heard this too, some Medrish. Loma Nikoshmo Chazir, Nesha Asid Lachzor Laterorishan. It's going to become Mutter again to us, like before the Torah, I guess. Ukriyanir Kachelim Balachayim. But he goes to the second paragraph, Abba Be'emet, Lunimza Klaal Medrish Agada Beloshonze. I also am not aware of any actual medrash that we have, except in print, where it actually says it. And he also explains it means something else. It's talking about Edom. And eventually, as he writes, it's only a parable. It's not meant to be literal. Ushgoga gedola on the last line. It's a big mistake to think somehow that pig's going to come kosher again. However, there is a medrash that is on the books, which implies something similar. The Pasuk in Tehillim, we say it every day, it's in the Halukah right after Ashri, Perek Kuf Mem Vav of Tehillim Pasuk Zayin, Osa Mishpat Lashukim Nosem Lecharim, Hashem Matir Asurim, Matir Asurim. Means he releases those who are bound up or in prison. So the Medrash there, the Medrash Tehillim, the regular Medrash Shochetov, that's what it's Tehillim sometimes called Medrash Shochetov, on this Mizmor, Kuf Mem Vav, it says, Hashem Matir Asurim, Mal Matir Asurim, Yesh Omrim Kala Behema Shenitmeis Polom Hazeh, Mitar Osa Kodesh Baruch Hu Asur Lavo. Not just pigs, but according to this Medrash, animals that are now trafed, that are now considered not kosher, eventually it's going to become mutter. Okay? And it explains just like it was when by the Bnei Noach, was given, everything was given to them, they were allowed to eat everything. It says, Yerik Esav Nasati Lachem Esko, Avachai Behema Lachom Mitzchila. Later on, it was asked to see who listened to the word of Hashem, but Lassid Lobo, when everybody looked at the last line, Lassid Lobo, who matters, kosher, osir, because Baruch Hu, we matter all these things, all these animals, won't be need to test who believes, who doesn't believe, all the animals are now not kosher, will become kosher. Of course, he said, not of Greece, he says, Yesh Omer Me'ena Matir, Lassid Lobo, if you have to, this is a message, it is on the books, not about Chazir per se, but about other animals that are not kosher, very interesting. It's interesting in terms of mitzvahs in general. Come back to the Sefer Ikrim. That's the philosophy work for the Middle Ages. And Rabbi Yosef Albo, Mamar Gimel Perek Tezayin. He writes, it's not so astonishing that a Kadosh Baruch Hu will be Materes Ksas Isurim, Kimochele V'dam Ushut Echutz. Okay, because these were all things which he claims, like Rambam says similar, that these were things which were ushered because they were practiced associated with idolatry. Was part of a, you know, a demonic ritual or whatever they used to do in those days. So we have to stay away from it. So he says, okay. But now that it's not done anymore, I have it. There's no need for the mitzvah. The time is away, so it's possible. And he says, some people say that Matir Asur means Matir Isurim. Not Matir Asur, Matir Isurim. And that top of the next page, source 9, I printed the Aruch Chaim to which the Torah Tamim refers to Chaim of Atar, printed the regular Makos Kedolos, because he's bothered by this also. Obviously, you see that they're bothered. What do you mean? The Torah is going to change. The mitzvahs are going to change. How do we say this? I mean, this Albert says it. But it goes against, you know, what we believe in. So the Aruch Chaim writes, his suggestion is, because he's Medayik and the Pasuk, it says, why is the Chazir Oser? Because Mapris Parsu, but who gave a low yigar? He doesn't chew its cud. So he says, Perish, Tanai hu adover, Lizman chew low yigar, as long as it doesn't chew its cud. It will change its nature, and it will chew its cud, and therefore become mutter. The low shishra below gera viyosir, but won't remain the way it was. Kitor lo teshuna, the Torah is never going to change. The Torah says, if it doesn't chew its cud, it can chew its cud. And that's split up in the future. The pig will dive, through its cut and a split up, so it'll become kosher. That's how he gets out of the problem. It's not that the Torah will change, but there'll be certain physical changes in it. A few years ago, there was a story, they found some species of pig, what's it called, Barbarossa or something, maybe they found somewhere in South America, I think, that did chew it. No, There was the news a couple of years ago. They found some sort of a species of a pig or boar, or whatever that
did.
Yeah, there was a problem with it, but they thought anyway. It's interesting. All right, the Chassam Sofer in his parish on the Chumash in Torah Moshe on this pasuk for Yidal pasuk base, he says, given the Joshua, what's this got to do here? Why the laws of Kashrus presented right after the story of the death of Nadav Rabiu? That narrative is in the beginning of the Sedra. He says, merely smichas in yilakan, kiloma chas brocha parshazu, al meshe isur shal chazer, har toli ba'omed ad ayal mahu. The Isser, there was no Isser to eat pork until that day, and the Medrash says, he refers to this Medrash too, ki isa Medrash, whatever this Medrash is. Loma nikro shmo chazer shechoza teru lasu lomo. He's also aware of this, he quotes it. It'll have these properties, like the Arachaim says. He doesn't quote the Arachaim. Some of them are saying basically the same idea. If the animal changes nature, yeah, maligera gamkin, it'll split its hooves. And it has something to do with the death of Nadav Rabiu, because that was such a change in the world. Our lost at level, when everything is good again, it'll come back to the way it was. Similarly, in Parshas Re'eh, source 11, that's the other place in the Chumash where these same lists are found of the kosher and non-kosher animals and species and the physical signs they have to have. So it says the same thing in Re'eh in Dvarim Perek Yudalef, Sukkim Zayin Ches. Chazel Lo Tochlo mentions by itself in Pasuk Ches, it's a Chazir, etc., Kimafish Parshas Lo Geri Lo Tomei Lachem, etc. So there, the Torah Tzvim is a Lomdashon, not the Torah Tzvim, the Chassam Sofer, Torah Moshe, Perek Yudalef of Dvarim, Pasuches 12 as a lumdish. I'll say it outside the same few moments. There's a lumdish here. We have a principle in halacha called davar sheyesh lo matirin. Davar sheyesh lo matirin. Some of it is also now, but it should come mutter later on. So here's a halacha. For example, an egg. The classic example of yom tov. A beitzah and all the yom tov. An egg which is born on yom tov. So now it's mukzah because it didn't exist when Shabbos started. The beitzah and all the yom tov. So we have a rule usually when something which is, let's say, non kosher gets mixed up. With something which is kosher, it'll get mixed together. The rule that it's butel, let's say in shishim or something, other numbers, but we'll stick now shishim, right? 1 and 60 is butel. We have it, right? We have a piece of non-kosher meat gets mixed up in a whole vat of kosher meat. You can't tell. So it's butel b'shishim, or butel b'chol, butel b'shishim. So, however, the Gemara says in a few places, the dover sheish from Atirin, bikel doesn't work. It can be 1 in 1,000, it won't help. You can never eat that mixture. Why? Because it's going to become mutter a little while anyway, right? It's a shiyantav afternoon. So wait 2 hours and eat it. Acha tochanavis and tochanavahetta. Don't rely on bittul. Eat it later. That's good. That's the old davar sheyesh lo matirin. Some say that's true with the chametz. Something within 30 days of Pesach, right? Then chametz on Pesach, it's going to become mutter after Pesach. So maybe the bittul doesn't work. Okay, that's a question. But anyway, so the some sofer discusses what about something which is even close to shonim already, or it's a rule. I'm saying outside in source 12. He says, what about something which is a shaila on, so it's a shaila and din, so it's a teiku. We don't know the din. So then it gets mixed up with something else. Should bittul work? Maybe it shouldn't work, because eventually Eliyahu Navi will come and tell us what's called, right? And so he discusses whether davar sheyesh lo matirin can be even a long time, hence, according to some, even if it can become mutter, not just right after Shabbos, or a week after it's Pesach, a long time in the future, it's still called davar sheyesh lo matirin. So he says, if that's the case, we should say the same thing about pork, according to this Medrash. Should be davar sheyesh lo matirin. Never be bittul by pork. Should never work, because davar sheyesh lo matirin. According to this medrash, medrash or folk wisdom, eventually the pork's going to become with us. So the davar sheyesh lo matirin, that's what he discusses. Right, if we accept, look at the last line of the first paragraph. Lefima, the eat of 12. Lefima, the eat of midrashim, shalachach mikwa chazu v'shem ahu. 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 In kain l'shitas or zura, now you are, shalachach mikwa chazu v'shem ahu. Always bato. Right, so he analyzed this, it's an interesting halakha question, right? So he says at the end, no, not necessarily, he echoes what he said in Shmini and Aristotle, that it's not that it's going to become mutter, it's nature's going to change. Right? It's going to develop, it's going to chew its cud, right? Mitzvahs will never change. The Vadesh HaKadosh Yakar, Mitzvah Achas Mekala Mitzvahs, Chas HaShom. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will never change any of the mitzvahs. Okay, what it means is, La'asin Yishana HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Teva Achazir. And it lose why, and explains why split hooves and why chewing its cud, has to do with a certain gentleness of the creature that's not like with the bird. It's not an attack creature and so on. So the pig, when it changes its ways, so then it'll become mutter, but that's not the Shesh Matirin, because the mix that happens now, it's not going to become mutter. Only the pigs then have become mutter. Okay, anyway, so I'm so very clearly is aware of the same medrash, and he analyzes it from a halachic point of view. There's also a medrash here in Parsha Shmini, another medrash on the books, okay, in Parsha Yud Gimel, Simon Gimel, 13, which talks about also the Asad Lavo, there's going to be this big fight between these two fantastic creatures, the Leviathan, this giant fish, and the Shor HaBar, this giant mammal. And they come to a fight, and they'll both end up getting killed in the fight, and the tzaddikim will eat the meat, the Asad Lavo. There's such a message like that. They say, when we leave the sukkah, next year we should fit the sukkah, the Orish Leviathan, those who say that, he wrote it. Anyway, so how are they going to be killed? So it mentions that they're going to be slaughtered, right? The Leviathan, in the third line of 13, towards the end, Leviathan, no states, Lebehemus, this Mapiro, Vinochro. The sharp fins on this giant fish is going to shech, is going to slaughter the animal. That's how it's going to be slaughtered. So the question is that a kosher shechita? It's not a kosher shechita. You'll go to the Suda and say, who's the Mashgiach here? Because Baruch Hu says you can. I'll see who's the Suda says, right? The old joke. I'll take the fish. I'll take the vegetable platter. Right? But here, because Baruch Hu is saying, I'm giving a hechsher to this. So what's the idea? Why is it Shechita Ksheira? So, because the Gemara says you're not allowed to use the Shechita something which is like that type of a rounded magu cuts there, magar, shinayim, different than the name, shein chok, and they choke rather than slice. So look at the last 113, astonishing statement. Amar of Oven Bar Kana, Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu, Torah Chadosha Me'iti Teitze. Never mind it now, you can't use it. I'm telling the future, I'm giving us Kocha, you can eat it. Right? Chidus Torah Me'iti Teitze. That's a wild statement, no? The new Torah is going to... So some Sofer in the Tshuva this time. Tshuva is Chassam Sofer Chelek Ardeis and Yudet. Right? And he refers to the same Medrash, it's in the Piyot of Parsha Chodesh. This week's Parsha Chodesh. Next week's Parsha Chodesh. Some people say, Yotzeris in the morning, we don't host the Shulzan, I don't say anything. But there's a Piyot that's a print in the Siddhas. It's quote this Medrash, Shachodesh Baruch Hu Yishchot Shor HaBab, Bisnapira of Shalom Yosem. How could it be? So, what do you mean the Torah is going to change? Look at the second line. It says in Chassam Sofer, Ve'ena Kavona Shichadesh Torah Chodesh Vin Chas V'Shalom. That the laws of the Torah is going to change. Chas V'Shalom. What's the problem? If we know how to shecht with this type of instrument, it would work. The problem is, we don't know how to do it. We can't say that the slice came properly. Because the way the knife, this type of knife or this type of instrument is bent and so on. So we can't do it with precision. That's why it's no good. But the Chassam Sofer said, theoretically, if we could, if a person be 100% sure that the shecht properly, the shecht would be good. Obviously, we don't do it because we can't be sure. But a Kodesh Baruch Hu can be sure. So he's telling us, not that the laws will change. Because Baruch is going to say, Borley, you can't hide the Torah Chadosh. That's the new Torah. Okay, that's how you explain it. I mean, after you see that the Chassam Sofer, the Archad, they're struggling with this. They don't want to.
You know, last week, and there was a poster here.
Yes.
From my last week's part, it says the only Kabbalah that will be left is.
Oh, Korbatoda.
Yeah.
So I didn't quote that. I'm quoting a different. It's a good hour. It's another many, many things like that. And again, people are trying to explain it because it's a struggle with it, trying to give a terrence. What we're trying to do here also, there's a poster we just had from last week, Megillas Esther, right? The end of Megillas Esther, Terkes, poster, Kopkes. Right, it says, look at the end of that pasuk, famous pasuk. The Yemei HaPurim HaElo Lo Yavru Mitoch HaYehudim V'Zicham HaYosu Mizarim. The end of the Megillah, right? Purim will never be forgotten. It says, the Medrash in Mishnah, the pasuk is Parak Tes pasuk, based with the Medrash is in the Medrash Mishnah in Parashat Tes, that this pasuk in Mishnah is referring to Esther, that she did what she had to do. She tovcha tivcha, she made a meal, right? She slaughtered meat, made a meal for Achashverosh and Haman, and, you know, got them drunk, right? Masayena, and then that's how she brought about the Yeshua. Fine. But what's more interesting to us is on the fourth line of source 17, this is Medrash Mishnah, Parsha Testament Beis. Shekol hamadim, asidim lebetelim, me'apurim enim betelim olam. Shenemar, me'apurim elo, yavim tovchayudim, right? All the other yom tovim, Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot, everything else is going to go away, just not Purim. Amar Beleza Af Yom Kippur, also Yom Kippur will say about the Olam, because it says, Why says those Lachem Lachukas Olam? So Peter, all Yom Tov, no more Pesach, no more Siddur, no more Matzah, what's going on? I said, Rishon already deal with this, the Rosh Bo has a Tshuva, Chelek Aleph has a Tshuva, it's in Tzadi Gimel 18. So when I asked him, Shekol HaMoed, Metelem, and Purim, okay, Me, who's then? It writes in the second line. She Yomar, She Yivatam, and Atar, Filo, Os Achas, and the Kutzel, She Yor. Who is that? That has the chutzpah to say that the Yom Tov are going to go, that the laws of the Torah are going to change. What does it mean? The Rosh Bo answers here with regard to this. He says, it means that, sorry. The Rosh Bo doesn't accept that the Yom Tov are going to change. What it means is, that unfortunately, Alkein Eirli Perusha, the third line, the second paragraph, Shekol Amodim Lo Yiftiach Alei Misvorach Shelo Yigom Achet Pitula Mechum Anazmanim. Because we'll never guarantee they won't be forgotten. Guess what? sometimes even told them we're forgotten. You know, we were going to read on Pesach with Haftorah the second day. Remember, they found the Torah in the Beis Hamikdash. They hadn't observed the Pesach right in a while because the king, the wicked king Menashe, you know, obliterated all of Torah and Mitzvahs and so on, and the Yoshio, Pesach Yoshio, right? The second day of Haftorah. Second day of Pesach Haftorah that they found the Sefer Torah. They said they hadn't had a Pesach like that since the days of, who knows, you know. Right? Or he quotes a Pesach in Eicha. Shikach Hashem B'tzion, Moed V'Shamis. People stopped observing, you know. So that's what it means that all to be forgotten. And Purim will never be forgotten. That's how he said. Purim will always remember the Torah, or may Purim so much fun, they're not going to forget about Purim. But they forget the other problem. That's how he interprets. Again, he interprets it not that the mitzvahs are going to change. The Radvaz has a different approach to that. Chelek Beisim and Tov Chav Ches. Okay, in his Chuvis, same thing. He was asked about this. Maybe Shekol Avod and Betelim, you may Purim lo Betelim. And again, who was, how do we say that? The Pasuk Torah, says, Lo Sosi, Valadova, Lo Tigre, Lo Paltosi, Lo Tigre, can't take my mitzvahs. Umiyu Shi Omer, Shi's Pasuk, Filo Osachos, Na Torah. So he says, I think it means the following. It's talking about the Emos of Mashiach, Shetarbe, the third line and second paragraph, Shetarbe, Hatove, Vasimcha, Vamenucha, Vatainot. There'll be so much tranquility and joy that every day will be like Yantif. Right, there won't be a noticeable difference. Not that you told them to go away, but there will be in such a state of simcha, menucha, tanug, shikorim shomei, to whatever ki'ilu nisbatu amodim. The relaxed feelings that we feel, the joy that we feel on Yom Tov, we'll feel all the time. That's the idea. Okay? And that's what the lo shisbatu on mitzvah chas shalom. Okay? And, however, when it comes to Purim, okay, and he mentions again that the Yom Tov were forgotten about, but Purim, we'll remember the Tsar, okay, and there, that was the plant of, so therefore Purim is different. But again, he's saying it's not to be taken literally. And then he mentions about Yom Kippur. At the very end, he talks about the Chazir question. He was also aware of this tradition. He calls it Shalmu Chazal. He says, if you have what I said, you can answer. We have so much delicious food, it will even be like eating pork. Not close to Utah and Bosa, Psar Chazer, Chazer Shalom. Then he mentioned the Kabbalistic idea of a Malach called Chazir, fine. Because Baruch will give it to us in the future. The part that Yosef, which I don't have in print, but I have a source here, on this side just says an interesting thing. Maybe what it means is as follows. There is a Gemara in Chul, in Kuf Tesla days. Omala Yalta, the name of a woman, the wife of Rabbi Rachman. Omala Yalta of Nachman, Yalta Ishtar, the wife of Nachman, Rashi says, wife, said, call the Osala Rachmana, Shalom Kavosi. Everything which the Torah prohibits is something else that matches the Tzmutter. Right. So he said, well, he says, she said, Osan Chazir, Mocha de Shibuto. So I had the brain of a certain type of fish, right? To the next page. Moch shal dog, Cheshmo Shibuto, Taimo Kitam Chazir. Tastes exactly like Chazir. I guess they found out from Manjur Shnatzer. So he said, the Shibuto tastes exactly like Chazir. Right? Okay, what's it got to do with us? So with his Bekias, the part of Joseph points out that in Echa Rabba, the Psichta, introduction to Echa Rabba, he hosts some Lama Dalad. Majesty, the time the Jews were exiled from Eretz Yisrael, not only were the Jews exiled, but all the animals, all the fish, everything in Eretz Yisrael was also sent away. How do we understand that Majesty? Right? He says, Shabashah, Amr Chinna Baravel, Shiva Meos Mine Dogim, Torah, Shmona Meos Mine Chagavim, Torah, Ba'ofos, Ay Mispar, Kulan Golem Yisrael above them, Uksha Chazu Chazu Moen, Chutz Mi Dag Echot, Sheshmo Shibuta. One species didn't come back, ever. Shibuta. That's the one that tastes like bacon or ham. So the Pharisees said, that's what it means. When it says that Lashadov, the Chazir, will have Chazir, doesn't mean we really have Chazir, it means we'll have the Shibuta, will come back. Okay. Now the fact of the matter is, without all this, with the Chazir, it is a statement in the Gemara, a general statement, which Rishonim deal with, and are bothered by, but deal with it nonetheless. Neither Samach Aleph from the base. 23. Neither Samach Aleph from the base. The Gemara says, Tarabonin, Beged Sha'iba Bokilayim. You had a garment and with wool and linen, shatnez got mixed in. And not like today, you can test them. I don't wear exactly the garment the shatnez was. Because I have a garment, but I don't know whether it has shatnez in somewhere. The wool threads got tied in somehow in the linen or vice versa. So what do you do? You can't send it. Rashi says in 24, what Sha'iba Bokilayim means, Sha'iya Makir Chudatem Beged Apishin, no Kovakosha. You know where it is, take it out. It means you don't know where it is, you can't find it. Okay, so what do you do? You can't sell it to a guy, Rashi explains. Also, the Kovim has been laid off because the guy may sell it back to a Jew. You can't sell it to a guy. You can't use it as a saddle for your donkey because you may wrap it around yourself. You can use this garment to make the shrouds. So he dies. You bury him in shrouds. You can use that. Amar Yosef, Zosomeris, Mitzvahs Petelos, Laos and Lomo. Apparently, you're not wearing Mitzvahs Laos. Mitzvahs are Bottle and Nullified, Laos and Lomo. Okay? Then I want to ask Abai says to Avdimi, but it says you only allowed him only while they eulogize him, not when you bury him. And they, but we passing when you bury him. Okay, why? Because it was the end of the paragraph, the quote there, Nida Samachal Meis, Kevin Shemei Sodom, Nasa Chavshon and Mitzvahs. So wait a second. What's the idea? Mitzvahs Petelos Laos and Lomo. This person eventually is going to. Hopefully in time of situation comes back alive, right, he's going to have shrouds on him that are made of shatnez. So apparently, mitzvahs petelos, lost in level. Right, the lost in level, the mitzvah is not going to apply anymore. So Tosis is bothered by this. Tosis there, and he just have a based in last Amr Yosef. Those who have mitzvahs petelos, lost in level, 25. So he asks why the Rav Yosef didn't make the statement on the earliest quote of the Mishnah, and he says that, and explains why, because the Mishnah there only says that you're allowed to do it when he dies. But here, Mechatchila also tachrichim mikilayim, look at the last line of 25, Afo pishek shiyamod lo'asid yamod b'mabushov. Lo'asid lo'asid when they make him get up, they'll be dressed, they'll be wearing whatever they're buried in, right? So, they're going to be wearing those clothing, shmamino shemitzus b'telos lo'asid lo'asid. But what do you see from this? What does lo'asid lo'asid mean? It means the time of Tchias HaMeisim. And the time of Tchias HaMeisim, you know what mitzvah is, that's why it's okay for this person to have the shamas when he gets up. Okay? What do you mean, Tchias
HaMeisim?
You're going to
have
Tchias HaMeisim. Yeah, so what are you going to do with right, so good, and economic. So actually, he says that at the time here, is, but it's a good question, but that's where he makes the statement. Mitzvah is Tchias HaMeisim. What does Tchias HaMeisim mean? Tchias HaMeisim time. Not Yemos HaMashiach, Tchias HaMeisim. Okay, how do we know not Yemos HaMashiach? Okay, we'll see in a second. But the Gemara is referring to the Gemara Ksubas Kufi Alvin Beis 26. Amar Chabi Yosef, Asirim Tzadikim Shiyamdu B'Malbu Shein. Okay, they'll come dressed, you know, they'll come in their garments. Okay, and the Rambam would seem to agree that it's not talking about Yemos HaMashiach, because the Rambam says on the one hand in Hilchos Kelayim, Paragil Lachachaf 27, he writes, Mutar La'asos Min Kelayim Tachrich and Lameis Shein Al Lameis Mitzvah. Okay. You can make tachrichim because the mace don't keep mitzvahs, apparently, even if they get up. On the other hand, he says, in Melchus Malachim, Perk Yubayz, Halacha Bayz, Amru Chachamim, Ein Bein Olam Azel, Mos Mashiach, and Shuv Machus Bavad. There's no difference in Olam, Mos Mashiach in this world, other than Shuv Machus, means political pressure and under the thumb of other governments, meaning nothing's going to change. They're going to be mitzvahs, they're going to be derech teva. So, how does the Rambam say that they could wear the shatnez if, obviously, he must also hold Dama Tchias HaMeisim. That's not the Yemos HaMashiach. It's a different era in history, not Tchias HaMeisim. Yemos HaMashiach is earlier. The Tchias HaMeisim, the Taka won't be mitzvahs, but Yemos HaMashiach, there still will be. Okay? And there's an interesting proof, the Akalemdim is this proof. He says a Raya, okay, he brings a Raya from a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. Okay? As actually in Sukkah also. The din is, the din is that, the Mishnah tells us in Rosh Hashanah Laman Rav, it's also in Mishnah Tzuka, that Mishachar Beis HaMikdash, when the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed, it's a Hiska and Vilchon and Zakai. Vilchon and Zakai made certain rules, certain takanas. One is, Shei Lulav Nitum Medina Shiva, that we take the lulav all week long. According to the Torah, we only take the lulav on the first day of Sukkot. So, Kachem Achem Bay Marisha, we take the lulav all week. But also, she is Echel HaMikdash, Shei Yom Hanof, or Yom Henef Kula Asr. What is that? The Rashi explains that the second day of Pesach, there's a special carbon brought on the second day of Pesach. It has nothing to do with the Yantar of Pesach per se, but that was the carbon Omer, which was a barley offering from the new crop. And halacha is until that carbon was brought, you could not eat from the new harvest. It's called Chadash, that people keep now, and that's why you have to keep it. People even keep it Chutzar, so you only eat Yashem up until the second day of Pesach. The second day of Pesach is Matir, you to eat all of the crops in the spring, the season, and everything's going now, right, in the spring. So there's the stuff that goes in the spring, you can't eat until the second day of Pesach. Okay? Now, but what happens when there's no carbon omer? Well, you can never eat the produce. No? So the halacha is, no, you can eat it when the second day of Pesach arrives. As soon as the morning arrives, 16 Nisan would arrive, you can eat it. But he made a rule that you shouldn't eat it until the end of the 16th. The whole day of the 16th of Nisan remains aser. Yom HaNef Kula aser. Why? You want to ask, why? My time. Why do they make such a gzera? So my time goes on. The Harry of Bonavay Semitic, maybe the base of Semitic will be built soon, hopefully. The Yom when people now come to the second day of Pesach. I said, well, last year, Ashtaket, last year, we ate from the new grain as soon as the day arrived. And I won't realize, yeah, that's because last year there was no Beis HaMikdash, there was no carbon. You can't eat until the carbon's brought. To avoid that problem, is you can't eat it the whole day. Wait till the next day.
Okay,
that's the set of the Archimedes in 1 second. Obviously, when the Beis HaMikdash is built, there'll still be mitzvahs in effect. Because, you see, we're worried about the Ashanim and so on, okay? And the bring the carbon over, still the mitzvah will still be in effect. And the Beis HaMikdash is after Yavos HaMashiach. You assume. One of the jobs of Sheikh Kohen Rambam is to build the Beis HaMikdash. So you see that the concept of mitzvahs, mitzvahs, lasid lovo, doesn't mean lasid lovo, lasid Hashiach, but rather lasid lovo, later time, p'kias HaMeisim. It's not necessarily a riot, because there is an opinion that the Beis HaMikdash will be built before, that's Yushalmi, Mar Shasheni, Parakei, what the base it is. I spoke about this once before. Right, so there's a whole discussion about it. Well, another time. Yeah, but and according to Yerushalmi, it says, Amar Rach is also Rashi Beis HaMikdash, Rashi Beis HaMikdash, Rashi Beis HaMikdash, before the Mashiach. By the way, in the Shemoneh Esrei, that's the order. All right, well, Yerushalmi, Rach, Rach, and Toshu, before it's done up to it. But okay, so then that's necessarily right. But anyway, that's one opinion. Okay, let's get the play Moshe over there. So one opinion is, what does Lost of Lava mean? It means, Chiyas HaMeisim. There's a second opinion, 35, that's the Rashba. In his Chidushim there, neither Samachal and Beis. Rashba writes, he didn't understand the whole thing right. Rashba, and that's consistent with his tshuva that we saw earlier about the about Purim, where he said it doesn't mean that it's going to be literally no mitzvahs. He doesn't accept it here either. He says what it means is as follows. He says, some bring that riot from the fact that they're going to, us in love with the tzaddik, and they come up, because the mason is going to be dressed. The kashali, well, I have a different kashali. The mason, Shehechi Yechezkel Yochichu. Refers to the Mesim Shehechi Yechezkel. That's also, well, this year is not Shabbos Chol HaMoed. But if there be a Shabbos Chol HaMoed Pesach, we read that as Haftarah, Shabbos Chol HaMoed Pesach. The famous dry bones of Yechezkel that he brought back to life. So there's a big, was that just a vision? It was a prophetic vision. It actually happened with actually people. So skip down for a second. The Gemara's in the Sanhedrin, Sadi Beis on the base. It says, the Belezeb and Oshavos, the Glida Omer, Mesim Shehechi Yechezkel Olaret Yisrael. You know, Yechezkel lived in Babel. He had this great miracle. He came out to this dry valley someplace and brought these bones back to life. He understood it literally. I mean, they came back to life and they said, let's see, they left. They went back to Eretz Yisrael. The Nasu Nashim, the older Bonim Bonim, they married, they had children and so on. Amar Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira al Raga Baba, Ani Mibzei Bnehem. Yehuda ben Beseira said, I'm one of the descendants of those deceased that Yechezkel brought back to life. The Halalu Tfilin. And here I have Tfilin. Sheiniachli Avi Abba Mehem. They wore tefillin. So the Rashba says, you see from there, after Tchias HaMeisim, that's the terrace. But the Rashba wants to say, you see from there, Tchias HaMeisim, they still did the mitzvahs, they still had tefillin. Right? That's what he wanted to bring a proof. That was that's a terrace. You give it terrace. Not wrong. But anyway, that's what the Rashba brings. Okay, so let's go back to the Kedusha Rashba in 35. So he says, let's not get excited about this whole thing. You know what it means, mitzvahs, telos, us, and lava? Look at the second line. 35. When the person dies, so he now is exempt from mitzvahs. And therefore it's okay for me, the living person, to put tachrichim, shrouds on him that are made out of shadows. Because he's punter in mitzvahs. Okay? Like you can give a cotton. Right? The cotton also you can punter for mitzvahs. Okay, we have a special drush, you know, Los Achilim. But anyway, the idea is, Kevin Shemes Adam, Nase Chokshi Min HaMitzvahs, B'Shas Misotho. B'Shas, when he's dead, but he comes back to life, he's going to be Chayim HaMitzvahs again. It means that while he's dead, he's not Chayim HaMitzvahs. Okay? And I says, L'Asid Lavo. The word L'Asid Lavo, the Rashba proves, he says the same thing in the Tshuva Chadosh, 36, and in Shin Samaches, it's in his Parish HaGodas. To the Rosh, to Brachas over there. So he says, La'asid Lavo doesn't mean the distant future. He brings various Gemaras where the term La'asid Lavo means now, in the future. Like sometimes we say, don't do this because you'll machshel him La'asid Lavo. What does it mean? He wants Mashiach? No, next week the guy will get mixed up, right? That's what he's talking about. Like we have different examples. He gives a bunch of different Gemaras where it says, La'asid Lavo, right? You shouldn't let this person do this on Yontif, because next time, what does Lasid Lavo mean? It means next Yontif, right? It doesn't mean a million years from now, or 100 years, 1,000 years, whatever. So he said Lasid Lavo. So what does it mean? So look again in the third line of 36. So Lomar, Shamesim Be'odon Mesim Petorim and HaMitzvahs. When they're still dead, they're on their potter for mitzvahs. Okay, but and therefore,
Why do we have no Gerushin?
Yeah, okay, that's a good question, but that's you, bad midas or you, I guess. I don't know. But, yeah, all right, anyway, but that's the Rashi. That's a totally different approach. Mitzvahs to Talus, Lasid Lovo means not Lasid Lovo in the future, what they call the eschatological era. It means the guy dies, he's posting mitzvahs right now. Right? But if he comes back to life, good, like the Mason and the Kesko brought back to life, so they came back to life, they're foreign soul, I don't know what's going on, they're living now. And they only posted when they were dead, that's a healer, the 37, the same for Yeshua's Meshicho, that's what Rabbi Nel. Telek Beis, Yom Revi, Perek Dalad, Zeh Uderach HaRashmo, Behetra, Sarz Zeh, Uderach Amiti, Belit Sofek. That's absolutely right to the environmental rationalist, right? That's what it means, that's all the business. Okay? They bring another Raya. Okay, there's a story, the Pasuk says in Parshas Korach, the Midbar Perek Yuches, Pasuk Korach has 40, it says, when you give Tzuma, so you give the Tzuma to Aaron HaKohen. That's what it says, right? You Nesaf Temenu Tzuma, Hashem La'Aaron HaKohen, Perek Yuches, Pasuk Korach has in Parshas Korach, the Midbar. So the Gemara says in that head in Sadi Mabeis, Minayim L'Tchias HaMeisim in the Torah, where is there a remez in the Torah, L'Tchias HaMeisim, they quote this Pasuk. Because when are you going to give it to Aaron? Aaron's dead. How are you going to give the Tzuma to Aaron? Right, and he never went into Eretz Yisrael, so he never was Zochen Truma. How could it be? It means, well, I said, Lobo, Aaron will be alive, we'll give it to him, that's the remnant, the Kamath, Chias HaMeisim, and HaTorah. Right? Yeah, but it doesn't say it, because Aaron, that's the Pasuk shot, I think, it's simple. So, but another layer of interpretation means, no, it's a reference to Aaron himself, but come upon, he'll come back to life, we'll give him the Truma, if you want. Okay, so, that's what it means. Because otherwise, although Lo Nichol said, he never went into Eretz Yisrael, but he was never eligible for Truma. Why even mention him in the Pasuk? Say his children only. He never made it to Eretz Yisrael, right? Aaron died also before. Right. Aaron died before, so they never made it to Eretz Yisrael. So what are you mentioning, Aaron the Pasuk? Okay. So that's a particular raya also, that after Tchias HaMeisim, and Aaron's going to be alive and kicking, and he's going to be chayav and tshuva, and still chiyav. Now the Aruch Lanei and Sanhedrin on that daf and Sanhedrin Beis dismisses this raya, because he says maybe there are actually two different eras of Tchias HaMeisim, that when the Moshe Mashiach, so there's certain great tzaddikim who we need, like Aaron and Moshe, who can come back to life then. But that's not the era of Tchias HaMeisim. That's what he said. Okay, it's not the full era of Tchias HaMeisim, and Moshe will come back. He also says this in Nida, Tzadok HaMeiz, Aruch HaNer, for Yaakov Ettlinger. He says that they're explaining this business of mitzvahs, mitzvahs, lasid lovo, and he says it means Tchias HaMeisim, and he quotes the Sidur Torah, asks what he means, what about the story with Aaron? He says, there's no raya, because, again, he says, when the Beis HaMikdash will be built, you'll need Moshe and Aaron to show them what to do, so they'll come back to life. So then you can give them Truma, but the later Tchias HaMeisim, Mitzvahs B'Telos. So far we have Mitzvahs B'Telos also means Tchias HaMeisim Ton. Then we have that it doesn't mean anything at all, it means just while the person's dead. And there's a third opinion, and that's the Ramban, who says, Toma Yosef Mashiach Taka. Okay, the Ramban and Nitzavim, Perakwan and Pasuk Vavu, Molach, Shem Al-Khas, Lubavcho, he says it's referring to Yosef Mashiach. Everybody, well, so Mashiach, why? He says, because the whole, in the second line, Kivizmana, Briya, Haisa, Rushus, Biyar, Adam, Lassos, Kitsama, Tarek, Arosha. We always had a person, during most of the existence of the world, a person with pure chokshit, to be a tzaddik, to be a rosh, to do good, to do bad. But the most of Mashiach, everyone's going to choose good. Tiyar, Bechira, Betobla, and Beteba, people naturally do what's good. Okay, so Mamela, Yishuva, Adam, Izmana, Huyashuva, Adam, Izmana, Lashar, Kodim, Chetos, Adam, Rishon. Well, the Moshe Mashiach will go back to the way, not like the Rambam says, there's no difference between Machus, everything will be Al-Derech HaDeva, the way Al-Derech HaDeva. The Rambam doesn't say like that. He says, the Moshe Mashiach, it'll be like before the Chet Olam Rishon, where everybody will naturally do what's good. Huh? Which is, yeah, basically, there's Bechir, but everyone will do what's right, you know, in a certain sense. Okay, so he says, there'll be no Yetzer Hara, the Yetzer Hara will be eliminated, in effect. The Yetzer Hara, there'll be the Yetzer Hara, and so on. And anyway, it refers to the Moshe Mashiach, that's what the Medrash in Kohelet, he quotes, Elim at the very end there, Elim as Mashiach, Shein Bam Lo Zchus Olam Chova, Ki Bimei HaMashiach Lo Yabram Chayfetz, Aval Yaseh Betimo HaMaseh Roy. Tichai, we don't need mitzvahs, because that's why mitzvahs tell us what's the level. Not that the mitzvahs won't, we won't need them. I do, okay, keep that thought in mind. There's an important mitzvah, and need the Samach Halam and Beis, we also, you understand, he says that
the mitzvah is the command, and you'll do it, but you won't need to be commanded.
In effect, and we'll come back to it, But anyway, he's told me Yom Mashiach. That's the point. That's the third opinion. The Ritva also needs to say, told me Yom Mashiach. Shein Bam Lo Zchus Olam Chova. And, he mentions the story with the Mason Shechi Yecheskel. The Kasha, you said before, Mani. So how come they had to do mitzvahs? Because that wasn't the epic of Tchias HaMeisim. That was the personal Tchias HaMeisim. But these people, whoever they were. Some say they were from the Shevet Ephraim, or ran out of Mitzrayim, or whoever they were. Okay, the point is, they got, but there wasn't, that they had to still do mitzvahs. Or he says, look at the end of the page of 47, maybe the Taka didn't have to wear tefillin either, but tefillin, some of the Kedusha and some of them want to do it. Shidhagu behen ba'atzman. Okay? Now, this whole thing, top of the next page, I just have to bring this in. This whole discussion about a new Torah and mitzvahs changing, well, that smacks a little bit of Christianity, doesn't it? Like, right? That's a little bit of, like, you know, we call a New Testament. You know what I mean? A New Testament? That's clearly what's bothering all these mepharshim are struggling with this. Like, what do you mean? The Torah's never going to change. So he says, min, heretic, mitamida yeshu. That's yud shinvav, the top of the page. Jesus, right? Mitamida yeshu, a Christian. Don't say yeshu is Rosh Hashanah, not Shemal Zichor. Okay, anyway, say yeshu. So it says, mitamida yeshu, they're going to say, we were right, the Torah is only given temporarily. Even you Jews admit that. We just disagree when the change took place. And we always say the difference between the Jews and the Christians and the Muslims is that the Christians believe that God gave the Torah to the Jews in Mount Sinai, and the days of Jesus, it changed his mind. And the Muslims believe that God gave the Jews to the Torah of Mount Sinai, and the days of Muhammad, it changed his mind. And we believe that God gave the Jews to the Torah of Mount Sinai, and never changed his mind. Right? But according to this, he isn't going to change his mind. So how do you understand? So the Ritual explains, no. It means as long as the world functions as we know it, but in that era in the future, it's not the same universe. That's what will change. That's part of the argument. I mean, you know, when Jesus came, nothing else changed. When Muhammad came, nothing else changed. Just that. So that doesn't work. That's how Ritual deals with this. He quotes Rashbo and disagrees. The Medrash is the Gemara on Shabbos. You look at a Pasuk Kohelis, Parakut Beis, Pasuk Aleph, Shanim Shein, Asher Tomah Emel Yibayim Chepet, it's 49. Shlomo also said, right, Elim Ezikta, Elim Os Mashiach Shein Behem Lo Zchus Lo Chova, right, you know, so that is another opinion.
Okay.
So, well, we'll get to the Rambam in a second, because the Rambam really doesn't, that I don't deal directly with. We said before, right, so, that's the one that turns him on. Yeah, he'll disagree with this.
We said before,
we think he does, right? That I said that earlier, I think he did, because he did say you can make tachlichen out of it, and he said there's ein bein, so therefore he's got to be for some reason. Or he could agree with Rosh Bah, that it's only a temporary thing while he's dead. He could say that too. So we don't, I don't know. There's one other possibility that maybe Rama holds also, that's not from Rishonim. We had the Rishonim. We had the first one we had was the Tosas, right? Possibly the Rambam, who said it's Kimos Hoshia. Well, Tosas. What do we have? Tosas first. Who was the first day? Back in the first day was Final was Tosas Lava, right? So the second day was the Rashbo, right? So it was a temporary time. But the first one was the Tchis HaMesim time, no? Yeah, that's what Tosas said, Tchis HaMesim, because the Raya, you know, was getting up from, if you don't find it, you know, the Tachlichim. So where was, where did I have that anyway? Yeah, right, so where's that? Oh, right, Tosas Nida, we said, exactly. So Mr. Tosas Lava means the time of Tchis HaMesim. And that's what we thought, maybe Rambam would agree to that. Then we have the Rashbo, who says that it's just while you're dead. Then we have the Ramban and the Ritual, who says that it's Moshe Mashiach. Okay, now the Maritz Chayas, the Tzirish Chayas in 51, there in Nida, has another opinion, Samach Al-Mez. He quotes, so many contradictions here, I'm not going to read them all now, but look what he says, right? So Samaritz Mitzvah, Telos Osir Lobo, the Benemus Robu HaMamorim HaSoshim Vizeh. There are many contradictory Mamorim and Chazal about this. There are many theories here, that what's going on. One says all the Mo'adim will disappear except for Purim. I think he quotes, I thought it was going to be quoted about the Karbanos, but others quote, you mentioned about the Karbanos, all the Karbanos will be bottled except for the Karban Toda. You know, and some say all the books of the Tanakh will be disappeared except for the Chumash and the Gilas Hefer, all these different things. Okay? So he says, obviously you have to say, his suggestion, is that it's just going to be L'sha'a. It's a Hora Sha'a, Lo Ladoros, meaning, okay, mitzvahs pateos osid rak al olam sha'achar amoves, al the olam atchia kishiyam de begufam, the vada chukos on dorosechem. In other words, it's only talking about the moment of tchia samesim. He started those at tchia samesim. But it doesn't mean from then on. Mitzvahs pateos osid lo, it'll be like a hurrah shah, a temporary suspension of the mitzvahs at the moment when the mesim come back. Okay? But doesn't mean then it'll go back to being, then it'll go back to being mitzvahs. So therefore, you can bury the guy in this garment. He gets back up. There's a time. Then it'll change later on. Go to the dressing room and change, right? So, in other words, it's a temporary suspension. You know, we have a minute sometimes they wrap the person in the talus, they cut the, you know, the corner of the talus, because so what's going to be? Now he's going to be wearing his talus, and he gets, comes back to life. That's just someone, huh?
Basically, you can take it off.
Yeah,
like right. Freaking out.
I know. You can right. As opposed to tachrichim, which you don't walk around with clothes on. But yeah,
I understand. But all the one has any questions.
I understand. But in terms of the talus, it seems someone suggested. My son is here. Someone suggested, don't cut it off. Just untie it. Take it right away. Tie it. But according to this, you don't need to do that because Chai is the same. Chai is some kind of a horosh shah. We have other horosh shah. It's not the first time. It'll be a broader horosh shah, but it's a temporary suspension. Okay, for example, we have the same thing. He points to the same thing. A Gemara Kiddush and Ayin Beis Aveis talks about that a mamzer, talking about a mamzer in a scene, it's a horror and loss of level. Mamzerim can become Torah again. But it doesn't mean necessarily forever. That's how the Rosh Bo writes over there in Kiddush Ayin Beis Aveis. Not that the mitzvah is done away with. Right? He asks, what do you mean a mamzer becomes, they learn out from Sukkah that a mamzer will become the pasuk is from this week's Haftorah. Zerakti Achamayim Torah Tahartem. Right, Mikol Gulachem, just not Mamzeris, so yes, Mamzeris, hey, that's not Pesach in this week's Haftor. But anyway, the Rashi says, in Tomar, Vechi Mitzvah, Lo Yobo, Mamzer, Timot, Alonsin, really? The Mitzvah of not having a Mamzer is going to be nullified? How do we say that? And again, is the Rashi Bo, she thought so, it doesn't make sense. So it means, no, Yeshom, the Rosh Hashah, the Temple of Rosh Hashah, Lo Osun, Shel Bedar, Kodom, B'yis Elio. Those are right by that generation when Eliana becomes. So they'll come and retire then, but not for all time.
What about it
comes back to life. Yeah. But again, I don't know. It's according to Rosh Bo, it's not a problem because he said about the law, Rosh Bo is fine because he said it's only.
Okay,
but according to others, I guess we'll look again. As you said before, you can ask about Eishes Yisrael, all these questions and Echanami. The difficulty, what's behind everything, I think what the difficulty is behind all of this, right? And that is what the Rambam tells us in the Parish of Mishnah Chelek, right? The famous Yud Gimel Ikarim, right? That's where he outlines the 13, what we call the 13 Arimamins. He didn't formulate them as an Arimamin, but the 13 principles, right? So number 9, that's the Parish of Mishnah, it's the head of Karakur, look at 54. The Yisod Hachi, right? Who Shazu Taurus Moshe Lo Tibotel? This is one of the foundational beliefs of Judaism. Right? She's also on the city. How does this phrase finish? She's also on Imam. She's also Taurus Lo Temu Chafes. Right? The Torah is never going to change. That city there. Okay. Just look at the after the Shachris. I think number 9. I think on Imam and Moshe she's also Taurus Lo Temu Chafes. Right? That what it says there. So the Right, the Torah. So what's all this chatter about? This is Tehel Zosi Lomo. It says the Torah is never going to change. Okay? Velo Yitosif Bo, Velo Yigrim Menu, Lo B'Ksu, Velo B'Kosu, Lo B'Feris, not, I don't know why. How do we explain all this?
We didn't have a day to make that while we had a Mishnah. It was working to the system. So
you're Mechavin, to Chalamata. Very good. So in the 55, the back page, Luchana Wasserman has two terusim. Kovet Shirim Chelik Beis Simen Chotzes Os Aleph. The Indian mitzvahs to Taylor's Lasted Lovel. The Hainel Achar Tchias HaMeisim. The Ilu Yemos HaMashiach. But the first of all, he says, Yemos HaMashiach, there's nothing to talk about. Because, ain't Bain, right? He sides with that group. He says that. You can only talk about Tchias HaMeisim. But he still says, Lechor Kosher. To Echor Mikari Hadas, Hu Shazo Sator, Lo Tishtana Lo'olam. Right? Yei Shlomar, what does that mean? The Kavanah of the Ikar Hazeh, this fundamental principle of the Rambam, is Shedina HaTorah Lo Yishtano Mikafi Shenemar B'Sinai. Nothing will be changed from what Hashem told Moshe at Sinai, right? I then Moshe Rav Hashem. The Gamzeh Nemar B'Sinai Shalom Asin Lomo Yemetz V'Telos. This is also from Sinai, right? That Mitzvah Telos Asin Lomo. It's built into the system. That's pre-programmed like that. It's not a kasher. Not that suddenly something's going to change. It was determined that up until a certain point they'll be like this, and after another point they'll be like that. That's his first tarot. Gamzen ever seen? That's clever, right? So the Osir Lobo, you are Mr. Taylor's Losi Sharish Losi Shum Din Mashalom Nito Moshe Rabbeinu Alav Shalom. No new din's going to pop in that wasn't told to Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was told this is like a pre-programmed computer. This is going to happen on a certain date. You can set on your computer on date X. This will go into that this will happen or this won't happen or whatever. Right? So he set alarm. The same thing is that it's built into the system. So that's one of his terutzes. There's no steer whatsoever, like you said. Then he gives a second answer, so sharp also, Rohanan. He writes in Bayes, O Yesh Lomar, the heart that mitzvahs to Taylor's Lassi Lovel, Ain hakavana de hazman shel osir lovo gorim shis batla mitzvahs. It's a, you know, lomba shachakir. Not that a particular moment will arrive that now there's no more mitzvahs. That's not going to happen. Ela shahamesim, someone who died, sheyichil now will come back to life at the time of chias hamesim. You p'turim the mitzvahs will be putter. Okay, but you know, it's in the gamra, not in the time. Meaning, he says, when the person dies, do we agree he's pater mitzvahs? Yes. He remains pater mitzvahs even after he came back to life. So it's not that there's a certain time that now this time is going to generate a change in Torah. No. This person's been he's been lying there for hundreds of years in the grave, right? Now he comes back to life. He's been pater for, he remains pater. Nothing changed. So it's not like the Asid Lovo that says here's Chav. It's not that the Asid Lovo will come at a particular point that when the clock strikes 12, then all of the mitzvahs will disappear. No.
Yeah,
some people then may come back off again. But it's when they do come back. No, I mean, at least for a time, yeah. Yeah, and very possible. That's what come out. Here's the point. Because he's now rewarded, Chias HaMeisim, comes back, it's a good time. Now, that's a further question. Tchias HaMeisim and Olam HaBa.
Is it like his reward?
You have to put it together with separate food. You don't need to do it. He doesn't need that tikkun anymore. He's had whatever tikkun there is.
That's not necessarily a good thing.
Okay, but he doesn't need anymore. You hit the jackpot. You hit the highest there. You know, you won the biggest part. Hey, that's what he says. Kevin Shemais Adam Nasir Choshem Etzul Olam. Okay, and therefore, Din Hazeh Noed Gam Bizman Hazeh. Okay, if someone would come back to life now, he'd be punter. Okay? He says, like the Mason Shehechi Chesko. What about the Tzon? Voluntary. Fine. And he gives Nafkamina, I didn't quote the whole thing, but he says, Tzadikim Sheyichi Adenu Gimel Rimosa Mashiach, you Pturim and Amitzis, they'll talk and be punter. Okay, they won't need the Mitzis, they'll be punter and Amitzis. Okay? And, that's who goes back to life, right?
So if you come back to life, you're better.
Yeah, I guess so. Okay? So he says, Gembadik, he thinks the first interpretation is clever, he just said it's built into the system. But this is more lumnish, and he prefers that. He says at the end of Dalai, Levadik, Kapir, Shosheni, the Einaz Man, Gorin, Klau, Lak, the Chol, Hamesim, Sheyichu, the Ezaz Man, Sheyap, Turman, and Mitzvahs, because they're Chokshim and Mitzvahs. Okay? But, you asked me, you asked two classes of people. That explains the Gemara about Aaron Cohen getting Shulam. Because there'll still be some people who are alive, who haven't yet hit that point, so therefore, don't have to give Truma. Right? So, Aaron, you know, it won't be Chayvim, so you can give it to him. That's his approach. There could be still people who still alive, hadn't yet died. Right. Now, there's a further question, if you have to give information, you're going to die again, and the ultimate all of is just the soul, that's the Ramadan, but not for now. Anyway, that's the Rechonin's approach. So just finish up, three other Makaris, the Truma, Divrei Yatziv, that's the Kleisenberger Rebbe, I was here in the city. His tshuva is divrei yatziv chelak archaim sim kuf aleph. Okay, he has the same problem. Umika adover the mitzvah tells haricha tuba. Many people have written about it. We saw a lot of it tonight. Yalot toras tenu toras emes. The mitzvah is also talot yimachlefes. He quotes the Rashba and the Dvar and the Chizharana. What does lasi lovo mean? La chamisa. Quotes many others. Or al mitzvah also Mashiach. And by the way, he quotes the Benes of Eibushitz. That's the Yaris Devash. Because there's a further question. Some say mitzvah tells also lovo means only mitzvah tasei. I would say it means all the mitzvahs, also I say. I would say it means everything. We learn it means everything. But he says in the second paragraph, 56, V'luwe divreim now, she'ena kavona sh'amitzvahs batlu gamri, v'yish kol yasher ben avyasa. It's difficult to imagine, all right, no more mitzvahs, free play, you know, get out of jail free. Do everything you like. What does it mean? She'oz timaleha aretz deya v'isgalus elokis v'yifsiku apikuzim en ha'shamayim sh'alpim yishtana locha. He said, we'll have such knowledge and such great understanding at that time that we'll understand things differently than we understand it today. In other words, there'll be a sea change in a person's understanding. We'll have such a day of Hashem, it'll be a different world. That's what it means. Okay, so the things will be different. We'll understand things differently. Right? And to take it even further, it'll be totally different. I want to take it a step further. You may not even have to do that mitzvah to connect, in order to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. For example, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
So that now is intended to make us better people. But ultimately, that's what he's saying. You won't need it. That's what the Chidah 57, the Pesach Einayim, that's what Chidah's commentary on Nidus on the Chalvin base. He draws a parallel. He says, mitzvahs people will do, he doesn't say exactly the same thing, but he says, people will do them because they want to, like we said earlier, because they, for example, he gives an example, Kamo Avos HaRishonim, we have a tradition that the Avos of Mitzvah Yaakov did all the mitzvahs before they were commanded. How could it be? So I explain it like this, I think this is what it means. We all know that, right? I should have printed the Mishnah, the Adam Kedushin, says Avram was Mekayim all the mitzvahs, Shmor Mishmartim, Mitzvah Slachim, even the Drabonim, even Erev Tavshon, whatever. What do you mean? What do you have a Pesach say to it? And what's wrong? What is saying it's wrong? And how do you understand that? So it's a big subject. But basically one could suggest that it doesn't mean actually the act of the mitzvah. That's what the Chidah was connection to the Avos. So he said, lost in love, we'll be like the Avos. We'll do the thing, and I think he could say it means, he didn't say it, but he could say it means that whatever a mitzvah represents, that we'll be able to do without the action. But even if you want to say the action, you won't need it as a mitzvah. If you love somebody, you're very close to somebody, you can intuit what they want. Right? They don't have to tell you. Right? I mean, your wife, sometimes, you know what your wife wants. If you don't get in trouble, right? If you expect you know, right? That's part of the problem. But I think your children or parents, you rarely have a close relationship with somebody. You don't have to wait for them to tell you to do it. You know they want you to do it. You don't always do it, but you know they want you to do it, right? So that'll be our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that in Lasid Lovo we'll do it because we have that connection, like the other says the Chidah, and without being told, it'll be second nature. It'll be instinctive. That's the idea of mitzvah teilas also level. And the Ksav Sofer says like that, well, I will finish in 58, the Ksav Sofer, or Chaim Siman Dalet, his children, writes also, he says, now, a person does mitzvahs, you know, because that's what he's commanded to do it. Right? Mitzvah Oseh. But he says, in the future, we'll do it midas atzmo, also level, there's no yetzahara. Avo mekayim kola mitzvahs me'atzmeinu, be'ava rabo uzvekas boyis baruch shemol. We'll do everything intuitively, right? That's the Amru Mitzvah Teilas Asolo. So Nia Mitzvah Osim El Shenasa Chom Atzmeinu Merotz Hanatov and Chabetzim Vnei Hashem Yerotzer. Now we say it's more important mitzvahs better to be commanded, but that's because we have to control Yetzara, right? We need Gadol Mitzvah Osim Sheein Mitzvah Osim because we have to control Yetzara. But in those days, Yetzara. So of course, Ein Mitzvah Osim is better. So that's how these authorities kind of deal with this perplexing subject. Anyway, I think it's an interesting question. Started off with the Chazir becoming Kosher again. Went on to other mitzvahs. But again, many people assume, they're all struggling, assume it's very difficult to say that the mitzvahs per se will change. Unless you accept that the world will be so different. With Chiz HaMesh, it's not the same. Anyway, we got an overview of some of the different secrets here.
Come back in.
That's another ride that way. Okay, good.
All right.